Introduction. The bottleneck is people architecture, not technology. Here's the uncomfortable truth facing financial services leaders in late 2025. Your biggest competitive constraint isn't capital, cloud infrastructure, or even regulatory compliance. It's the fundamental mismatch between how your organization is structured and the talent architecture required to win in the post-digital economy. The evidence is stark. Patek Labs' smart chatbot transforms policies into practice through systematic design. It ingests policy PDFs, LMS modules, and SOPs via secure connectors, indexes content with role and jurisdiction-aware tagging, e.g. UAI Act vs. SR11-7 contexts, powers role-aware Q&A with retrieval-augmented generation so answers cite exact clauses, detects knowledge gaps from question patterns and quiz results, auto-routes employees to next-step micro-credentials in the LMS, and logs every interaction with timestamps, versions, and model prompts responses to create audit trails suitable for SR11-7 review. Learning mix 70-20-10. On-the-job practice 70%. Coaching and pairing 20%. Formal training 10%. Yet the gap between intent and reality remains cavernous. Only 40.2% of firms well-established AI ethics policies, and just 23%. This gap translates into elevated conduct, model, and operational risk exposure across audits and supervisory exams. Organizational models are shifting faster than most banks can rewire teams. BBVA launched an internal GPT store and deployed 3,000 micro-agents in just 4 months, a live proof that agent-based AI now scales inside regulated enterprises. com/2025-627, Meta is offering multi-million-dollar pay for AI researchers, but not 100-man signing bonuses. Meta is dangling multi-million-dollar packages for AI researchers, forcing you to compete across industries for the same scarce people. The pace of organizational evolution is equally dizzying. BBVA launched an internal GPT store and deployed 3,000 micro-agents in just 4 months, demonstrating that agentic AI adoption is accelerating inside regulated enterprises at unprecedented speed. Adding complexity, regulators aren't standing still. The EU AI Act and DORA are raising governance and resilience standards, with compliance timelines stretching through 2025-2026. You need to build for regulatory scrutiny now, not retrofit later. Bottom line, outdated structures and the widening talent gap now constrain growth more than capital or cloud. The contrast between BBVA's agent store momentum and the industry-wide ethics policy gap provides stark proof that winners will be determined by their ability to architect human capital, not just deploy algorithms. The new talent archetypes, CEOs must mobilize, and how to win them. The talent landscape has fundamentally shifted. As financial institutions accelerate automation, demand is spiking for AI ethics and governance professionals who can keep pace with technological advancement. The market reality is sobering, with only 40.2% of firms maintaining robust AI ethics policies and just 23.8% believing industry efforts are sufficient. Governance risk is tangible, and the market for these specialized skills is intensifying rapidly. Boards are responding by adding AI technology leaders and ethicists to strengthen oversight because rubber-stamping governance is no longer viable. The EU AI Act's risk-based obligations are catalyzing responsible AI roles that blend governance expertise with product development. Think policy implementation that actually works, not just compliance theater. Beyond traditional finance, demand for DeFi protocol auditors is rising as institutions recognize that smart contract vulnerabilities represent balance sheet events. Fortunately, traditional audit knowledge translates surprisingly well into crypto and DeFi risk contexts, creating internal mobility pathways for existing talent. The security landscape presents additional complexity. Quantum decryption threats could materialize as early as 2025, elevating demand for quantum security specialists. Modern fintech stacks increasingly rely on quantum computing, machine learning, and AI, expanding the required skills base significantly. Technical skills alone will not differentiate top performers. 70% of employers identify creative thinking as the most in-demand skill in 2024. Hybrid technologists and cross-disciplinary builders will increasingly determine competitive outcomes. Yet with big tech offering multi-million dollar AI compensation packages, you'll need sophisticated combinations of monetary and non-monetary incentives to compete without simply outspending everyone. Define these role families with precision. AI ethicist, model risk navigator, DeFi protocol auditor, quantum ML engineer, and secure ML ops architect. Enhance offers beyond base compensation through publishing rights, research budgets, and genuine autonomy. These prove surprisingly effective, differentiators against pure salary competition, priority talent archetypes, and sourcing paths. Role primary focus, where to source AI, this is AI policy implementation and governance compliance, legal plus product model risk navigator, SR11-7 alignment and model lifecycle, model validation, risk DeFi protocol auditor, smart contract and balance sheet risk audit, talent with crypto fluency, quantum ML engineer, quantum security and ML systems, R&D partnerships, and upskilling secure ML ops architect, production ML with embedded security platform, infra engineering bimodal operating model, a regulator-ready org blueprint. Organizational transformation requires more than good intentions. It demands evidence-based structural design. Many banks are adapting the Spotify model, squads, tribes, chapters, guilds, to scale agile practices at enterprise scope. And when applied thoughtfully, this isn't merely trendy, it's effective. Hybrid variants of Spotify-like structures can manage large project portfolios while maintaining team proximity to customers. Recognizing that organizational one-size-fits-all approaches rarely succeed, properly implemented agile methodologies accelerate cultural transformation toward empowerment, accountability, and continuous learning. This is precisely what siloed, bureaucratic organizations typically lack. However, sustainable change requires adaptable, personalized strategies aligned to unified vision, because transformation sticks only when people feel genuinely engaged. Risk mitigation becomes crucial during transformation. Ring-fencing approaches and regulatory sandboxes help reduce blast radius, enabling rapid learning without betting the entire institution. Gartner's bimodal approach, separating core stability, mode 1, from agile innovation, mode 2, remains pragmatic in finance when paired with explicit guardrails. Think of this as designing a bridge between two operating systems. Big Tech's data network activity loop functions like an innovation engine in financial services, a model worth emulating within your compliance constraints. Your innovation engine operates like a speedboat tethered to a supertanker, designed for talent permeability, so the speedboat's innovations don't get rejected by the supertanker's organizational immune system. Critical guardrails cannot be compromised. DORA elevates operational resilience to board-level priority. SR11-7 governs model risk comprehensively. NIST RMF provides technical AI risk guidance. Line of sight from board to build is non-negotiable. Stand up dual governance tracks. An agile change board for the innovation engine, fast, transparent decisions, and classical sign-offs, CISO CRO, for the core resiliency engine map data control APIs, to keep SAR integrity intact while teams accelerate delivery. This design speeds releases and maintains regulator line of sight. Bimodal governance map, Mozart's mode 1, domain innovation engine, mode 2, core resiliency mode 1, decision rights, agile change board, CISO CRO sign-offs, change control, fast path in ring fence sandboxes, formal CR keel, controls and guardrails, control APIs, policy as code, real-time audit trails, SOX, CCAR, traceability, metrics, release frequency, learning velocity, uptime, incident, MTT escalation, chapter leads, dual reporting, risk and audit committees, the upskilling mandate. From human doers to AI orchestrators, the transformation from manual execution to AI orchestration represents both immediate opportunity and strategic necessity. Automated data extraction and routine processes like time-off requests can free approximately 20,000 hours annually and eliminate weeks of manual work. Redeploy that capacity to higher-value releases without increasing headcount. Capture this capacity now and reinvest it in training and release cadence. Executives expect autonomous agents to dominate the 2025A agenda, with roughly 5% of intraday liquidity managed by agents by year-end 2025. This technology is reaching your balance sheet whether you're prepared or not. BBVA's deployment of 3,000 internal micro-agents in 4 months, including legal query triage, demonstrates enterprise-scale adoption in live production environments. The organizations that win the post-digital race will master a fundamental truth: ship fast, govern faster, and let talent flow where the future is built. Your competitive advantage lies not in the sophistication of your algorithms, but in the architecture of the humans who design, deploy, and govern them. Anastasia Richkova, VP and Head of Business Strategy, AI agents are emerging across front, middle, and back office use cases, making orchestration skills fundamental rather than optional. However, the skills gap is widening. While AI may create 12 million jobs globally, approximately 77% of new AI roles could require master's degrees, compensation, and culture, competing with big tech without breaking the bank. The workplace landscape has shifted dramatically, requiring strategic recalibration of both compensation and culture. Major banks, including Citi, HSBC, and Barclays, have moved to 5-day in-office requirements, signaling a tougher return-to-office stance that candidates actively evaluate. Yet Citi's CEO still characterizes hybrid policy as a competitive advantage, particularly for working parents. Flexibility is a strategic lever to win scarce talent at lower cash cost. Over 75% of recruiters report that flexible hybrid schedules help attract talent, while the UK's FCA extended work-from-home policies until at least 2026, demonstrating that context and strategic intent matter more than universal policies. Long-term incentive alignment proves crucial. RSUs and phantom stock mechanisms are defined in regulatory filings and legal guidance, enabling proper design from inception. The talent competition between Wall Street and family offices continues driving up salaries and staffing costs. Strategic planning becomes essential. Adopt role-based flexibility, maximizing autonomy for deep work engineering roles. Modernize non-cash incentives through publication rights, open-source contribution opportunities, and conference budgets to compete with big tech's autonomy narrative without destroying compensation ratios. Create a hybrid culture, tight on risk management, generous on scope and creativity to attract elite builders seeking both stability and innovation opportunities. Compensation and culture levers lever evidence, anchor notes RSU's phantom stock, SEC disclosure rules, Stanford legal analysis aligns long-term incentives from inception, non-cash incentives, publication rights, open source, conferences competes with big tech autonomy narrative, role-based flexibility. 75% of recruiters cite hybrid target deep work roles. Hybrid policy positions Citi CEO advantage, designed for segments, caregivers. Key original insight, the bimodal organization 2.0 requires talent permeability. Here's the critical insight most transformation efforts miss. Bimodal structures, separating core resiliency from innovation engines, only scale effectively when you engineer high talent permeability. This means structured rotations, shared competency models, and cross-modal incentives that make movement between modes normal rather than exceptional. The Gartner-style bimodal approach has become standard in financial services transformations, yet most implementations fail because they create permanent organizational castes. BBVA's Agent Store demonstrates decentralized adoption patterns where innovations spread laterally, not just through traditional top-down hierarchies. The solution requires systematic talent permeability design. Establish 6 to 12-month rotational programs between modes, adopt unified skills frameworks so translator capabilities are recognized and rewarded, and create dual reporting structures for chapter leads to bridge control requirements with delivery speed. Think of rotations as organizational antibodies. They prevent the institution from rejecting transplanted innovations by ensuring both sides understand each other's constraints and capabilities. Without this permeability, your innovation engine becomes an isolated experiment rather than a transformation catalyst talent permeability scorecard. Metric definition, how to measure rotation coverage, share of eligible staff completing mode 1, mode 2 rotations, TBD average rotation length, average months per rotation assignment 6 to 12 months, cross-modal moves, lateral moves between modes per quarter TBD, dual reporting coverage, share of chapter leads spanning control and delivery, TBD adoption velocity, time from pilot to standard across business units, governance as growth, turning compliance into a competitive moat. Transform your mindset. Rather than viewing compliance as cost, position governance as your product's trust feature. The EU AI Act establishes risk-based obligations that will formalize trustworthy AI processes through 2025-2026. Treat this structure as competitive differentiation, not regulatory burden. Transparency practices become market signals of reliability and sophistication. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework offers technical guidance increasingly recommended by agencies like the CFTC, perfect scaffolding for policy as code implementation. Federal Reserve SRN remains foundational for model development, validation, and use. Build once, leverage everywhere. Publish verify transparency reports and wire policy as code pipelines with real-time audit trails. This combination shortens enterprise due diligence, accelerates releases, and raises trust. In financial services, trust is the product. Make governance excellence the moat. C-suite evolution. Splitting the CIO role, evidence and operating implications. Split the legacy CIO remit into two roles, a chief technology and product officer, innovation, and a chief infrastructure and resiliency officer, stability and security. This leadership design maps directly to the bimodal operating model and reflects emerging regulatory and market pressures. DORA elevates operational resilience to board-level strategic imperative, distinct from product innovation goals and operational rhythms. SR 11-7 formalizes rigorous, ongoing model risk functions that align naturally with infrastructure and resiliency mandates. The emergence of specialized AI leadership roles like Chief AI Officer signals C-suite specialization around AI and product domains. Bimodal IT represents a recognized transformation approach in financial services, reinforcing leadership separation between stability and innovation lanes. This represents a board-level operating model decision requiring risk-return clarity rather than organizational chart shuffling. Clarify accountability lines, split budgets and KPIs between innovation velocity and resilience, SLAs, and design explicit governance handshakes, so both leaders move in lockstep when coordination matters. Implementation scorecard and operating rhythm measurement drives execution. Track niche talent pipeline velocity, squad release frequency, upskilling coverage by role, and AI-supported productivity within the innovation engine. Maintain qualitative targets unless you possess sourced benchmarks to avoid arbitrary metrics that distort behavior. Create unified analytics combining ATS funnel data, enablement chatbot transcripts, and release metrics into a single leadership dashboard referencing governance controls. This ensures everyone operates from the same information base. Design a one-page CEO cockpit favoring leading indicators like learning velocity and release cadence alongside critical lagging measures. Tie measurement evidence to SR 11-7 documentation and NIST RMF reporting practices to satisfy auditor requirements. CEO Cockpit, Operating Metrics Template, KPF Initian Source System Reporting Cadence, NIST Talent Pipeline Velocity Speed and Quality of Sourcing for Scarcer Roles, ATS Funnel Data D, Squad Release Frequency, Release Cadence Across Innovation Squads, Release Metrics TBD Upskilling Coverage by Role, Share of Roles with Active AI Orchestration Training, LMS TBDI supported productivity agent and co-pilot contribution to delivery. Tooling logs TBD control adherence evidence tied to SR 11-7 and NIST RMF governance repository TB 90 day action. Checklist, low regret phase 1, foundation, days 1 to 30. Conduct an org MRI to map dependencies and control points. Freeze critical controls while defining data self-serve guardrails clarity before speed. Stand up pioneer squads within regulatory sandbox constructs. Leverage ring fencing to limit risk while validating the model. Phase 2, capability building, days 31 to 60. Launch regulator calibrated content on AI governance, DeFi security, and quantum resilience to attract niche talent. Anchor everything to EU AI Act and NIST RMF for credibility. Deploy internal AI enablement assistant for policy Q&A and learning guidance. Align transcripts to SR 11-7 audit requirements from day 1, phase 3. Market positioning, days 61 and 90. Rebaseline compensation policies for target roles using RSU's phantom stock frameworks and legal guidance. Adopt role-based flexibility to win elite talent without compensation bidding wars. 90-day execution timeline, phase 1, days 130, phase 2, days 31 to 60, phase 3, days 61. Methodology. How we built this playbook. This playbook synthesizes evidence from authoritative primary sources to ensure board-level credibility and regulatory defensibility. Federal Reserve SR 11-7 CFTC guidance on NIST RMF and BIS macro analysis provide governance frameworks. First principles beat hearsay. IEEE case studies on scaling agile methodologies and Spotify model implementations inform organizational design. Evidence over buzzwords. Enterprise case reporting from BBVA and analyst commentary provide real-world adoption signals. Bloomberg and CNBC reporting capture labor and culture trends. SEC disclosure rules and legal analyses ensure compensation guidance remains both current and compliant. Limitations of current knowledge. Several knowledge gaps constrain quantified guidance. Priorities for empirical research, transformation, end-to-end agile bimodal bank cases with cost, time to market and revenue deltas, upskilling efficacy, standardized curricula with measured transition success, e.g. compliance analyst to AI ethics auditor. Non-cash incentives, benchmarking publication rights, sabbaticals, and conference budgets for research-grade AI talent, operating model outcomes, documented CTO-CPO versus CRO splits and performance effects at scale, future outlook and unanswered questions, agentic AI adoption is accelerating, BBVA's 3,000 internal microagents and analysts expecting 5% of intraday liquidity managed by agents by year-end 2025. Indicate the transformation curve is steep and accelerating. Critical questions for boards. What guardrails and red lines should you establish for autonomous AI in lending and collections beyond regulatory minimums? Anchor decisions to NIST RMF and SR111 frameworks for defensibility. Organizational change reality. How can legacy bank CHROs overcome middle management resistance to rotations and talent permeability in bimodal models? Mix change tactics with ring-fencing approaches to de-risk transformation. Skills development. What 12-month micro-credential blueprint best prepares wealth managers to supervise agent outputs with regulatory-grade explanations? Anchor to EU AI Act transparency expectations so capabilities translate to market trust. Conclusion. The operating system for post-digital advantage. The path forward requires orchestrating three interdependent levers. Talent. New archetypes plus systematic upskilling, organization, bimodal structure with engineered permeability, and governance, EU AI Act, NESR 11.7 frameworks. Optimize all three simultaneously and you create compounding competitive advantage. In the next 90 days, execute the low-regret moves, staff governance functions early, design role-based flexibility policies, and build an internal agent economy with auditable rails so speed and trust scale together. Win by shipping fast, governing faster, and letting talent flow to the work that matters. Let's be direct. Outdated organizational structures and a widening talent chasm represent the primary blockers to competitive advantage. The contrast between BBVA's agent store momentum and the industry-wide ethics policy gap provides stark proof that winners will be determined by their ability to architect human capital, not just deploy algorithms.